is cuckoo at you. This is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Downpours lead to rising floodwaters across southern Florida, and Governor Ron DeSantis has just declared a state of emergency for five counties. CBS Miami's Larry Seward is in Fort Lauderdale, where the rain forced a shutdown of a section of the interstate.
In Lee County on the Gulf Coast, emergency officials had to rescue at least one driver from floodwaters. While further north, a possible tornado brought down trees and power lines in Martin County. The storms are part of a stalled system that's pummeled the Sunshine State, dumping a month's worth of rain in just 24 hours. On Tuesday, the city of Sarasota was swamped. A record nearly 4 inches of rain fell in just 1 hour, a once-in-a-1,000-year event.
The Republican-controlled House votes to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for withholding President Biden's audio from a special counsel interview. CBS's Nicole Skipper.
The Attorney General has made clear that executive privilege was exerted over those recordings, so there really was no way that he was going to turn them over. Furthermore, he expressed concern about that potentially jeopardizing future investigations should that recording be released.
An hour-long standoff at the FBI building in Seattle comes to an end when, after negotiations with law enforcement, a woman with a handgun is taken into custody. An FBI spokesperson says the woman walked into a publicly accessible area today, but was not buzzed into the lobby. No one was hurt. The Port of Baltimore is fully open after the deadly Key Bridge collapse 11 weeks ago. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
Now that we can see that the wreckage is cleared, we know the progress is possible. But I will not be satisfied until I can look over on the Patapsco and see the Key Bridge standing tall again.
President Biden has pledged that the federal government will cover the full cost of rebuilding. The funding still awaits approval from Congress. Southern Baptists meet in Indianapolis to take a stand on in vitro fertilization. CBS's Lilia Luciano
was
there.
The Southern Baptist Convention has now voiced opposition to the use of IVF. What they're saying is, look, this is a resolution. It's non-binding. It doesn't mean that our members are going to be in any way shunned if they have used IVF, but it encourages their followers, their congregants, to either adopt children or adopt existing frozen embryos.
A memorial is held in Orlando, Florida. It comes 8 years after the attack by a gunman at the Pulse nightclub, during which 49 people died and 53 were wounded. The community has also paid tribute to victims and survivors by holding a blood drive. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Keys to Progress and Diversity, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Councilmember Rue Lando touches on the record-breaking pride flag unveiled ahead of Philadelphia's Pride March.
It's unity, it's diversity, it's inclusion, and it's the strength of our community. And to have it travel all throughout the city and all of its 400 feet wonderfulness is just amazing.
Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with Life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
CBS's Michael George reports on surgery versus medication when it comes to losing weight.
Surgery is more effective than other weight loss methods, according to a new study by the American Society for Metabolic and Bariatric Surgery. Researchers found diet and exercise typically resulted in a 7% drop in weight, but most people regain the weight after 4 years. Medications like Ozempic resulted in 10 to 21% weight loss, but once treatment stopped, about half the lost weight returned within a year. Gastric bypass and sleeve gastrectomies led to around 30% weight loss, and 25% of that loss was maintained 10 years post-surgery.
U.S. inflation cooled in May for a second straight month. The trend, if it holds, could move the Federal Reserve closer to cutting its benchmark interest rate from its 23-year peak. Consumer prices, excluding volatile food and energy costs, rose 0.2% from April to May, the smallest such increase since October. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with lows in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, some pop-up storms around, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful Friday, lots of sun, low 70s. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Hey! From looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last
seem to be anyone. the perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You're no good. the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it.
Return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such soul.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while and just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
No sense in staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah.
People may call them oldies, but our timeless hits never get old. Another long set on the way next on WRJN.
Fountain Hill- Hill's apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hill's Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s, but they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
since the number one.
It's all wrong, looks all right.